now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
Due in large measure to the inadequacy of retirement savings in America, data continue to indicate that many retirees are living on remarkably little income and sacrificing essentials to make ends meet. As indicated by a recent New Retirement article, there is some good news along this dimension. For instance, according to Fidelity's most recent retirement readiness survey, quote, people are saving more and investing more appropriately for their age, improving the overall state of retirement readiness for households in America, close quote. The Fidelity report goes on to say that because of this shift toward responsible budgeting, saving, and investment, the number of people who are likely to be able to afford at least their essential expenses in retirement has jumped 7 percentage points since 2013, from 38 to 45%. Still, this means that more than half of retirees, about 55%, are estimated to be at risk of being unprepared to completely cover essential living expenses in retirement, which includes housing, food, and health care. This is despite the fact that 85% of people ages 65 and older receive Social Security. While that helps, only 32% of today's retirees have pensions, and this proportion continues to dwindle. Many people rely on assets, but many retirees have no retirement savings or only a tiny nest egg. Given this set of circumstances, it's not surprising that many are forced to work well into their 70s. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.